Kili Pinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always may init ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Maraming beses nakitang nilayasan, iniwanan at ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging binabalikan.
birthday to the birthday celebrants for the month of March, including Romel Habla. Also, belated happy birthday greetings to the lovely wife, Verna Habla, and of course, to our beautiful girl, Crisia Torilio. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. And yes, of course, this is Tita Miriam and accompanied by Tito Oscar on the panel here on 104.6 Planet FM. Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Happy, happy, happy birthday! Ano ang handa mo sa iyong kaarawan?
Manok!
Happy, happy birthday!
Anong handa?
Yes, Tito Oscar, dunay manok, dunay lechon.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you.
How old are you?
Ang aking handaan.
Ano-ano?
Bibingka at puto.
Nakusa.
Wow.
May kape at soft drinks.
May ice cream.
May litson, pansit, bihon. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Kombidado ang may bahon.
Alay na po.
Greetings to Brian and Anna. How are you, Mr. and Mrs. Susadas? Also greetings to our boss, Shane Rubik, our very own Mr.
Henry.
Yes, Henry. Kumusta si Henry? McShane, Henry McShane, and all our carpenters here in Auckland, 130 of them. Merry, Happy New Year, kuno. Kung sulti at usang ako, amigo, inalak ko sa din, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday na dong. Pumalang New Year.
Visit Cebu Pilgrimage Tours website and give us some thoughts and perhaps some interest on the places that you would like to visit, not just in Cebu but the rest of the Philippines. Cebu Pilgrimage Tours. And of course, Tito Oscar, hello to His Excellency Sir Ambassador Jesus Domingo, Tito Oscar. And also to members of Nice of Rizal, to the President Sir Tony Noblejas, Sir Roy Bucaron, Sir Rio Beltran, Sir Sam Dignadise, Sir Paolo Garcia, Sir Oliver Samin, and Sir Greg Albao. Tito Oscar, and also the officers from Australia chapter. Tito Oscar, greetings to John and Justine Illustrissimo, and of course the family, to Lloyd and Faith. Tito Oscar, where your carpenter Noel is residing at the moment. Hi and hello to you, and of course our friend Hamiltonian.
Okay lang naman, babae, basta't wag lang pahuhuli. sabi mo, sabi ko, I love you, I love you too. Di magbabago, tunay to. Sabi mo, sabi ko, I love you, I love you too. Yan ang sinasabi ng puso ko.
Sabi mo,
sabi ko,
I love you,
I love you too.
Yan ang sinasabi ng puso ko.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always saya!
In this period of Lent, we always think about things that we'd like to give up. And I believe that one of the things that we could possibly give up is pride. Tonight, I would like to share with you a few things on pride and self-righteousness. And I'd like to dwell on the Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, which reads, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, who are greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, who are greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like the tax collector. Pride and self-righteousness are quite ugly. The gospel that I have just shared with you contrasts the Pharisee and his self-righteousness with the humility of the tax collector. The Pharisee looks righteous on the outside and is even proud enough to speak about how good he is in his prayer to God when he says that he is grateful, he is not like the rest of humanity. That poor Pharisee. Little does he know that he is quite blind to the truth. The tax collector, however, is truthful, humble, and sincere. He cried out, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus makes it clear that the tax collector with this humble prayer went home justified, but the tax collector did not. The Pharisee did not. When we witness the sincerity and humility of another, it touches us. It is an inspiring sight to see. It is hard to criticize anyone who expresses their sinfulness and asks for forgiveness. Humility of this sort can win over even the most hardened of hearts. So what about you? Is this parable addressed to you? Do you carry the heavy burden of self-righteousness? All of us do, at least to some extent. It is hard to sincerely arrive at the level of humility that this tax collector had. And it is so very easy to fall into the trap of justifying our own sin, and as a result, becoming defensive and self-absorbed. But this is all pride. Pride disappears when we do two things well. First, we have to understand God's mercy. Understanding the mercy of God frees us to take our eyes off ourselves and set aside self-righteousness and self-justification. It frees us from being defensive and enables us to see ourselves in the light of the truth. Why? Because when we recognize God's mercy for what it is, we also realize that even our sins cannot keep us from God. In fact, the greater the sinner, the more that sinner is deserving of God's mercy. So understanding the mercy of God actually enables us to acknowledge our own sins, our own failures. Acknowledging our sin is a second important step we must take if we want our pride to disappear. We have to know that it is okay to admit our sin. No, we do not have to stand on the street corner and tell everyone about the details of our sin. But we have to acknowledge it to ourselves and to God, especially in the confessional. And at times, it will be necessary to acknowledge our sins to others so that we can ask for their forgiveness and mercy. This depth of humility is attractive and easily wins the hearts of others. It inspires and produces the good fruits of peace and joy in our hearts. So, do not be afraid to follow the example of this tax collector. Try and take his prayer today and say it over and over. Let it become your prayer, and you will see the good fruits of this prayer in your life. So, we can say and confess to God, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus, I trust in you." And yes, there are seven ways, perhaps more, that pride is hurting our relationship. You know, pride is a problem. But I am not talking about the feeling of loving and embracing who you are. Instead, I'm talking about the kind of pride that keeps us from being honest with ourselves and others because we don't want to admit defeat. I'd like to share with you these reflections written by Bolde.com. And he says, we don't want people to see us as weak or incapable, but our vulnerability is exactly the thing that could help us build connections and stronger relationships. So they offer some of the ways that our pride is doing us a disservice. First, we don't want to admit when we are wrong. And this just shows the other person just how immature we are and how little respect we have for them. While it prevents us from feeling bad, it ultimately just makes us look bad and can really alienate people from us. Second, we don't want to admit when we have failed. Admitting we have failed, especially to our significant other, is hard because we are afraid it will make us look weak in their eyes. Fortunately, if the person really loves us, failing will not make him think any less of us, because everyone experiences failure at some point in their lives, and it is what helps us learn and grow. It just becomes a problem when we refuse to admit it. Another way in which pride is hurting our relationship: we don't want to listen to others. Getting caught up in our own ideas can keep us from listening to everyone else's, which then means we cannot see things from other people's perspective. Acting as though our thoughts and feelings are the only ones that matter will only alienate us and make us look too egocentric. Next way, we don't want to tell the truth. Pride may cause us to lie, hide, or cover up facts, even though the truth comes out, as well as our motivations for not telling it to begin with. But at that point, it might be too late. Honesty is always the best policy. We will only look worse if we lie. Another way that our pride may be hurting our relationships is we don't want to ask for help. For some people, asking for help shows weakness and vulnerability. We want to be able to do everything on our own. And when we can't, we feel like we're just not strong enough. But every successful person in life had help at some point. And not asking for it when we need it can make us look foolish because we are trying to tackle too much at once. Ultimately, we may even fail because of it. And our friends and family would wonder why we could not just ask them for a hand. Another way where our pride can hurt relationship: we don't do what would be good for us out of spite. Similar to that wanting to listen to others or ask for help, we sometimes avoid doing something that we know would be beneficial for us solely because it came from someone else. We want to think we know everything, and we don't want to acknowledge when someone else has a better idea, even if it would help us in the end. And perhaps the last way that pride can hurt our relationship, according to Bolde: we don't do what would be good for us We don't fail to admit when our relationship has failed. This makes it easy for us to be in denial and to keep pursuing something we already know will not work. If we are too proud to admit our relationship is failing, we would end up being with someone who could never make us happy. Years could go by before we finally leave him, and at that point, just wasted half your life. It is scary to leave a relationship you have invested a ton of time in. But think about how much more time you are wasting if you refuse to acknowledge when it is over and just take the plunge into singledom. So, take note of these 7 ways that our pride can be hurting our relationship. We have some relationship filled with proud partners and ego-filled lovers is almost certainly bound to fail. So how do we handle this in a relationship? Everyone, irrespective of gender, has pride deeply rooted in their heart. But pride destroys relationships as it breeds anger, malice, and hatred. There are ways to deal with pride in our relationship, and here are some of them. First, perseverance. Perseverance in the face of pride brings about steadfastness in a relationship. Love is always ready to make allowances, to trust and to endure, no matter what the situation is. So, when the other partner in your life exhibits arrogance, learn to endure him or her and don't bring your ego into the play, as two wrongs never make right. Second is healthy confrontation. When your partner is uncontrollably livid, even when wrong, be tactful and don't confront him or her at that point in time. Subsequent healthy confrontation is most often an effective way of dealing with tricky situations, because confrontation, when done properly, helps relationships thrive, as it is actually one of the best ways to handle the relationship. Next is understanding. At times, understanding can be more important than love, especially when it comes to intimate relationships. Understanding your partner prevents immature arguments, and if at all arguments spring up, you are able to quell it before they escalate. And another way to handle pride in a relationship is taking the high road. The act of being the bigger person has saved countless relationships from disintegrating. When pride becomes a problem in your relationship, it is always smarter to take the high road, because eventually the proud partner may most likely recognize the folly of their ways and apologize. So, pride is a problem.
Sa tanang panahon, pagaday kuno simbahon ka. Bala ang Diyos, ubatang Jesus, ihalag ko kanimo kinabuhi o akong kalag, puno ikaw sa kaayo o pasahay loob, o ay sama ang gugma mo sa kaluoy kami hatagi o dalampanan among gabayan. Santo Niño, Señor Santo Niño, tudloy kami lamdagi Ginoo, pagsunod sa mga hiyas ug sugo mo. Santo Niño, kaluwasan ko. Isang hiyaw ko, katingalang mga buhat mo, mga huni igasap kanimo. Himayaon ka kanunay, batang gamhanan, Hari Satanan. Santo Niño, Señor Santo Niño.
Yes, Señor Santo Niño, batang gamhanan, miraculous, loving, and compassionate. The devotees of Señor Santo Niño invites everyone to join them at the monthly Novena Mass on March 16, Friday at 7:30 p.m. St. Benedict's Church. And the address is number 1 St. Benedict Street, Newton. So, this monthly Novena and Mass to Señor Santo Niño this coming Friday, the 16th of March at 7:30 p.m. St. Benedict's Church. Viva Señor Santo Niño, balaang bata, balaang Ginoo. And greetings to Tito Oscar, to the members of our Voice of God Catholic Charismatic Renewal Group. Tito Oscar, especially to Bernie and Cecil, who just came back from their holiday. Bernie and Cecil Deluta, greetings, birthday greetings to OJ Cruz, Tito Oscar. And also to the choir members, Vern Romel and Verna Habla, and of course, Crisia Turillo.
Special greetings to Nikasi of Mijusi.
Of course, Tito Oscar, to our very good friend and Josie and Kathy Tumakin. Of course, to the family, to Tito Oscar. Also, welcome back Amador and Joyce Jesta from their holiday too. Birthday greetings as well to Chichi Abadingo, Tito Oscar.
Yes, happy birthday, Chichi.
A very kind and wholesome spirited lady, very kind friend. And to all the birthday celebrants that we may have, we may not have mentioned here, happy birthday to each and everyone.
We are inviting our friends, atong kababayan, taga Cebu, mga Sugbuanon, o katong taga Luzon, o Mindanao, kung dyan akong gusto ka mo mag-pilgrimage tour sa Cebu. Call me, 027-570-1139, and join our pilgrimage tour to Cebu. Okay? Tawagan lang ko, mag-istorya ta, atong planuhon ng atong pirmirong grupo nga mularga within the next 2 to 3 months. Okay. Cebu. tuwa dito dagko kayong isda, darling. Tita Miriam, dagko ang isda dito sa Oslo Bay. The giant whales.
The friendly whale sharks, Tito Oscar.
Oo. Yeah. Yung sa Kawasan Falls.
Yes, there are so many beautiful sights in Cebu, Tito Oscar, that, you know, people, even our Cebuanos may not have even seen us yet. So, do give us a call or send us some message. If you are interested, then we'll meet and discuss the details. And Tito Oscar, hi and hello, Didi Virata, our area manager for Philippine Airlines here in Auckland, New Zealand.
I'm proud to be a Filipino, Tita Miriam. Very, very proud. What we can do.
That girl, is it Gemma Palisok?
Yes.
Oscar?
She's asking for, you know, support.
Yes. Yes, Gemma Palisok. Yeah, she's 14 years old, right?
Badminton champion.
Badminton champion. She'd been a champion in Australia twice and perhaps once in New Zealand. And now she's representing New Zealand for Indonesia, right?
Yes.
So she's got to give a little website. She would need your support to bring her and perhaps some a parent over to Indonesia. So let's give her a support. And she's very much a Pinoy. We are all proud of all Pinoys. And Tito Oscar, I think we have reached the end of our program tonight. Pilipinas Mabuhay. We invite you to be with us once again next week for more reflections and more things that we would like to share with you. And of course, Tito Oscar, yes. Pilipinas Mabuhay here in 104.6 Planet FM, Tito Oscar. Pilipinas Mabuhay in 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam assuring you of our love and prayers.
Okay, maying hapon sa tanan natong mga tagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM.
Yeah, and may perhaps Tito Oscar at some stage, if they would like to come to drop by during this hour, 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. to join us here at Planet FM, you are most welcome. Just message us and we would value your presence,
yes,
with us. So Tito Oscar, this is once again Pilipinas Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM. You can download the program after we finish at www.planetaudio.org/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Once again, this is your Tita Miriam and
Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Si Papa at si Mama, si Ate at si Kuya, laging magkasama.